The good news is we've learned from what we've already done. We've learned from other school districts that have been down this path already. So I think we're well prepared, and we have about half of our students that will be attending in person. So we have a real good ability to spread kids out, to be socially distanced, and to make sure that we practice all the safety measures to keep transmissions from happening within schools.
Are you surprised that about 50% of students in those classes are not going to be in person? The percentages were not as high in the fall for the lower grades.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed in that. I'd hoped that we would see a higher percentage. I think it is important for kids to be in school, although I certainly don't fault parents for making those decisions. I think that's a very difficult decision for them to make, given the circumstances. This pandemic is something that all of us are experiencing for the first time, and I don't pretend to know all of the different dynamics that are going on within a family, that someone might be compromised within the family, that a child coming to school, and the concern that if there were to be a transmission, that could put some family member in jeopardy. So that's certainly understandable.
So with the vaccines coming, how soon do you expect teachers to be able to get in line along with the support staff and others that have access to students?
Well, I would hope very soon. We've already had the ability to get our nurses, our occupational therapists, our physical therapists, our school psychologists, our social workers. Those individuals have all had the opportunity to at least sign up. Some have already got shots in the arm. Others, that will be coming next week. Once they move through those groups of people, then I suspect that we will be moving to perhaps our teachers, our paraprofessionals, our building administrators, those who are going to be in contact with kids on a regular basis are probably next, although we have not been told from the health department which specific group would be next.
Will the vaccination process build in flexibility for those who do get vaccinated and may wish to go in person, teachers and possibly students, if it gets to that point later in the spring?
Well, my hope is that we are able to get through all of our staff members before the end of the spring. And once we do, right now we basically have everybody returning to work from the school buildings once we start next week. We've allowed some of our staff members to work from home during these 2 weeks that we've been in this remote setting. Most of our staff members are working from buildings, but in some cases we've been able to allow that. Once next week hits, we will have every staff member returning to work from the buildings, albeit for a few cases that might have a medical condition, and we can provide some reasonable accommodations to be able to work from home. But once those vaccinations come, my hope is that we're able to get everybody back. There could be some isolated cases that somebody's health will not allow them to get that vaccination. Those we'll work with on a case-by-case basis. But by and large, I'm hopeful that we're able to get students back to school in person by the time we start the fall.
Is the district doing any engagement with staff, teachers, students on the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine? There have been questions, not in education per se, but among the general population and some subgroups that don't want to take it for various reasons.
At this point, we'll leave that to the health professionals. We have not done any campaign or anything like that. We would certainly share information as it becomes available from our health professionals. But that's, we have not put out a charge. Now, I personally, as the superintendent, encouraged my staff members when it becomes their time to get vaccinated, but that's a personal choice. There's no mandate for anyone to do that. It's not a requirement. And so that's left up to individual folks based on conversations that they should have with their medical provider.
That's District 87 Superintendent Barry Riley with Eric Stock. Four District 87 staffers tested positive for the coronavirus since the end of the holiday break.